Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Listen now as Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen talks with entertainers, authors, speakers, and everyday Americans about the issues that affect you. Be a part of the program by calling 718-506-1944 or instant message your question and comments to our show chat room and interact with today's guest. Now, from his secret broadcast bunker located somewhere beneath the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., here's your host, Burke Allen.
You know, when we have a guest in town here in the nation's capital and they want to do touristy things, we show them the Washington Monument, the Capitol, the White House, and as you roll down Connecticut Avenue and you point out the Internal Revenue Service, people just groan. And I think there's a reason for that. We all feel like we're paying the tax man way too much. And yet, in a country like the United States of America, certainly we all want fire departments and police departments and good highways. So where's the middle ground? How much is too much to pay? Bonnie Lee is going to talk with us about that today on the Burke Allen Program. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. Bonnie is the owner of Symmetry Business Services and has a new book titled Taxpertise. Bonnie Lee is our guest. Hi, Bonnie.
Hi. How are you doing, Burke?
Thank you for joining us to talk about one of the least favorite subjects. What a way to kick off the weekend. We're talking taxes, but you have represented taxpayers all over the country in audits. And I would imagine that when someone gets that notice from the IRS, that would have to rank up there with one of the worst days of an individual's life.
You got that right. Yeah, it's never fun getting that sort of notification, not at all.
So what's your first step? Because, you know, this does happen routinely to an awful lot of people. You know, the numbers vary, but you hear sometimes 1 in 20 Americans will be audited. What is the first thing you ought to do when it looks like you've got to go in and see these guys?
I think the first thing to do is get with your tax professional. If you prepared the tax return yourself, you know, just carefully read the notification from the IRS, because they may just want a few items to look at. You know, they might want to look at, say you're self-employed and you have a Schedule C, they might want to look at how much you are deducting for office supplies and you know, verification of your revenue and stuff like that. So the thing is to, you know, get with a tax professional. It's the sort of thing where, yeah, like representing yourself as your own attorney. A lot of times you don't want to do that because IRS individuals, these agents, they're trained on how to deal with people and how to extract extra information and that sort of thing. So, you know, if you want to represent yourself, I would say at least sit down with a tax professional to get some guidelines and some guidance. You know,
you work a lot with small business guys and self-employed individuals, and there are more and more of those with the recessionary economy. Are there certain red flags that it's sort of like, you know, waving a banner in front of an angry bull with the IRS that you need to totally stay away from?
Yeah, there really are. But there again, if it's, you know, valid, then I would say go with it. You know, so for example, they look at things on a Schedule C, things that might not. They, first of all, they will never tell you why you're being audited. You can ask them all day long, and they'll, oh, it's just random or whatever. But usually it is something. Usually it's like maybe a steep increase or decrease from the prior year income. Maybe something like, you know, a huge amount of automobile expense, or meals and entertainment expense, or travel expense, or things that deviate from what they show as the national standards, which, by the way, you can look up on the IRS website, which is www.irs.gov, and you can see what the national standards are for each type of industry. And the thing is, a year and a half ago, Obama increased the IRS budget by $600 million. To get more revenue officers out there in collections, which I do a lot of representation for, you know, collection problems and offers in compromise and that sort of thing as well, and also for audits. And then another thing that they're doing is they are increasing the number of people who used to be little keyboard artists at the IRS. They would input all of the data from the mailed-in tax returns. Well, now more than 70% of the nation is doing electronic filing. And so now these little keyboard artists are like, well, what am I supposed to do now? So they've been retraining them and making them auditors. and collection personnel. And so sometimes you will come up against an inexperienced auditor who perhaps doesn't know the full extent of the tax law and might be disallowing deductions that should otherwise be allowed. You know, so it's important to, you know, I'd say the best thing to do is go to a tax pro and have them represent you. And when I represent people, I don't even allow them to talk to the IRS. You know, it's better if they stay away because the IRS knows how to do the little fishing trip, you know, and get information that might lead to, you know, things that you aren't going to be happy with.
Bonnie Lee is our guest today, and she knows all things tax, and in this country, that's an awful lot. If you'd like to talk with her, call us at 718-506-1944. The tax code has certainly gotten to the point in my lifetime, and yours as well, Bonnie, where I think the average American is just darn confused by the whole freaking mess, and it's gotten so cumbersome and so confusing. Is it possible for Joe or Jane, average American, to actually file their own taxes these days and do a good job with it?
It becomes more and more difficult. I mean, last year the tax code was 14,000 pages long. This year it's 17,000 pages long. So, and the problem is they keep adding new tax laws, you know, to uphold some sort of policy decision that they're making, but they aren't taking into account all of the other tax laws that kind of play into the new one. So, for example, they ended up, and actually right now before Congress, there was a committee that was put together to do a simplification of the tax code to try to, you know, get rid of a lot of the contradictory areas or areas that at least appear to be contradictory. You know, like, for example, if you're collecting Social Security, you have to calculate and recalculate your income a couple of different ways in order to determine whether or not your Social Security benefits would be taxable. If you have children, up until about a year or two ago, there were like five different definitions of a child. You know, there was a way to define a child if it was a dependent. There's a way to define it if you're going to take the child care credit. There's another way to define it if you're going to take just the child credit. And, you know, like there's five different ways to define a child, you know, if it's in college. And you know, so there's a lot of inconsistencies. And that's one of the biggest problems.
We're going to talk with Bonnie about cash tips in just a moment, as well as her thoughts on the flat tax, good idea or bad idea. Back with the author of Taxpertise, Bonnie Lee, right after this on The Burke Allen Show.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com and experience Dark Force.
It's the Burke Allen Show on WAMS and the Blog Talk Radio Network, 718-506-1944. talking taxes with the author of Taxpertise, Bonnie Lee. Bonnie also represents taxpayers before the Big Bad Tax Man and hosts her own tax radio show and answers all those financial questions. And we've got Larry on the line in Denton, Texas. And Larry, you have a question about tips. You work in a job where you get cash tips, is that right?
Hey, Bonnie. I recently started delivering pizzas as a part-time job. Do I need to worry about reporting all those tips at the end of the year?
Oh, as a matter of fact, you do. Well, if you make more than $20 a month in tips, then you definitely have to, show those as income. Now, technically, your employer may be liable for, like reporting your tips on your W-2 and paying the self-employment tax or the Social Security tax and stuff on that. But a lot of times, it kind of depends. But, yeah, if you have more than $20 in tips, you do have to report them, and you're supposed to keep, like, records, daily records of your tips. In fact, quite a while ago, the IRS had a big tip project where they hit a whole bunch of taxpayers, and I represented 29 taxpayers from different restaurants in the Bay Area in California before the IRS in an audit where the IRS sent out letters and say, hey, we figured you didn't report all your tips, so here's a tax bill. Give us anywhere from like $3,000 to $10,000, on supposed tips. And nobody had contemporaneous records except one person, nobody had kept records. And I was able to come up with a formula which actually cut the IRS's bill by two-thirds for each and every one of them. And the IRS accepted my formula, and we recalculated tips for these people. And, their tax liability was then considerably smaller. And they knew they hadn't reported them. A lot of people don't. It's cash, But technically, yes, you're supposed to.
All right. Thanks for the phone call. And let's talk about the flat tax. Steve Forbes ran on this as a presidential candidate, and it's been talked about for years and years. Will we ever see a 17% or 15% flat tax? And do you think, as someone who does this for a living, is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's an excellent idea if it's structured properly. Dick Armey, who's a congressman, came up with a flat tax proposal, which I thought really was pretty unfair. It helped out any businesses where they had capital equipment expenditures, but it didn't really help out the service business. And so, what I think they ought to do, though, Burke? What they really should do is replace the income tax completely with some sort of consumption tax. So, you've got your sales tax, but this way, if you had to pay a tax on everything that you purchase, then that would be a lot fairer. And there's a European model in which, like, things like groceries and stuff like that is at a very, very low rate so that the poor people are not paying a huge amount in taxes. But, like, if you want to go out and get a brand-new Lamborghini, all right, now maybe you're going to have to pay, 20-25%. And what would happen here is we would eliminate that huge tax gap that Obama keeps talking about because there's, $380 billion in what the IRS and the government perceives as taxes that are owed. Either it's a part of the underground economy, or it's something where people are just not paying what they owe on their tax return, collection problems, and that's a huge tax gap. But if you had a consumption tax, every time you made a purchase, you would be paying a tax. So you would eliminate, drug dealers, if they're going to go out and buy a Lamborghini, now they're going to have to pay some tax. They might be hiding their income right now. People trying to hide their income, guess what? Ain't going to happen anymore. And I think that would be the fairest thing around, and I'm sure that they could be fraught with problems, but, we'd eliminate the tax code. And, hell, I'd probably have to just quit my job, I wouldn't be doing tax returns anymore. I wouldn't have to worry about it. I'll probably just go open a balloon store or something, And that'd be all right with me. I think it'd be fair.
It's a very interesting idea. All right. So thoughts from Bonnie Lee. And the book, by the way, Taxpertise, where can folks find that?
It's at all major booksellers. You can get it at the publisher, which is EntrepreneurPress.com. Amazon's got it. Barnes & Noble's there. Everybody's carrying it, so it should be pretty easy to find.
And this radio show that you host where you you offer tax advice, is that heard online, or where are you broadcasting from?
Yeah, actually, it's a little local station here in Sonoma, California, the heart of the wine country. And it's every Tuesday from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it can be streamed online at SonomaSunFM.com. And then, of course, my website is TaxPertise.com.
You have great information, and boy, I know there are lots of folks who are listening right now that wish you were in their back pocket whenever they've got to talk to the tax man. Thanks for being on the show today.
Hey, just tell them to contact me. I'd be happy to help them.
All right, taxpertise.com is the website address where you can find Ms. Bonnie Lee. She's been our guest today on the Blog Talk Radio Network, Burke Allen Show on WAMS. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks, Bonnie.
Thanks, Burke. Thank you, Burke. I appreciate it.
You bet.